May God's word only be spoken and God's word only be heard. Amen. Please be seated. When Jesus came to John to be baptized, John was very surprised, and he was also in awe. He was so amazed that he flatly refused to baptize Jesus. And John was certain that Jesus should be baptizing him and not the other way around. John did not believe he could give Jesus what he wanted, but that John needed what Jesus asked for, baptism from Jesus. Jesus going to John to be baptized just doesn't make sense when you first look at it. It hasn't made sense over the centuries to theologians and scholars ever since this original gathering at the river. Here's why. John knew Jesus. We're told that Jesus' mother Mary visited her relative Elizabeth. John, the baby inside Elizabeth, jumped with joy at the sound of Mary's voice. So John, the forerunner of Jesus, already knew Jesus' mother's voice and therefore knew Jesus. And as an adult and in the wilderness, John went around baptizing people. When John baptized someone, he called them to repent of their sins and then offered a way for them to be forgiven by God. But if Jesus is who we believe he is, he didn't need to be forgiven for any sins, for anything. John's baptism was for sinners, aware of their sins. Being sinless, baptism for forgiveness just does not apply to Jesus. From early times, very educated people have been puzzled about Jesus asking John to baptize him. And I too have been puzzled about it. But here's my attempt to explain why Jesus submitted to John. For 30 years, Jesus had been waiting in Nazareth, doing his chores around home, working as a carpenter or woodworker, you know, getting into trouble like a normal children do. He knew the world would be waiting on him and that his time would someday come. I read somewhere that the success of any undertaking is determined through the wisdom with which that moment to begin is chosen. Jesus wisely waited for a very long time, for just for the right bell to ring, for God's summons to arrive. And when John emerged from the wilderness as the prophetic voice, Jesus knew it was time. Why is that? Time for what? Tradition holds that Jesus was the first Jew to be baptized. Jews all knew about baptism and used it, but only for proselytes. Now, proselytes are people converting to Judaism from another faith. So it was assumed that these new converts were stained with sin and unclean for temple worship, and they therefore should be baptized. But no Jew had ever conceived that he, a member of God's chosen people, son of Abraham, assured of God's salvation, could ever need baptism. After all, baptism was sinners, and the Jews couldn't imagine themselves ever being shut off from God as a sinner. But at this time, the first time in their history, Jews were realizing that their own sin and their own need for God. Never had there been such a rare national movement of penitence and searching for God. This was the moment Jesus had been waiting for. This was Jesus' opportunity. And in his baptism, he identified himself with the people he came to save in the hour of their realization of their sin and of their search for God. The voice that Jesus heard from above at his baptism is extremely important. "This is my beloved Son," it said, "with whom I am well pleased." That sentence is made from two biblical quotations. This is my beloved son comes from Psalm 2, verse 7. Every Jew accepted this psalm as a description of the Messiah, the mighty king who would come. With whom I am well pleased is from Isaiah 1, which we just heard a translation of it today, and is the description of the suffering servant. So, in the act of baptism, Jesus showed us two things: that he was indeed the chosen one of God, and that the way in front of him was the way of a suffering servant. A difficult way, a long, hard way, the way to the cross. Instantly, Jesus knew and embraced his role as the one to be king, and he also knew his throne would eventually be a cross. In that moment, Jesus' destiny as conqueror was revealed, but that his conquest would have as its only weapon the power of love through suffering. At that moment, Jesus saw his task as the only way of achieving it. As we heard about Jesus' baptism, let us all think back to the occasion of our own baptism, if we can. Let's also think how we're living out our baptism today, both inside and outside the church. It is time. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.